Okay, it's a little bit of taste of Rashi for this morning's parasha, Bereshit, starting all the way at the beginning. Why don't we take the first Rashi in all of Chumash? Pasuk says, Bereshit bara Elohim et ha-shamayim ve'et ha-aretz. Rashi comments, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak lo haya tzarich latchil et ha-Torah ela me'achodesh hazeh lachem, she'e mitzvah rishona, she'instavu ba'Yisrael, u'matam patach be'Bereshit. Rashi quotes Rabbi Yitzchak, who says that the Torah really should have started with ha-chodesh hazeh lachem, that being the first mitzvah in the whole Torah given to all of Bnei Yisrael. So why does it start with Bereshit? Mishum koach ma'asa v'gid la'amol latet lahem nachalat goyim. Quotes the pasuk in Tehillim. Sheim yomru umot ha'olam li'Yisrael listim atem shekevashtem arzot shivat goyim. Heim amrim lahem kol ha'aretz shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu hi hu bra'a unitana asher yashar be'inav b'rtono nitana lahem u'b'rtono nitala mehem unitana lanu. Pasuk in Tehillim that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world and he created Eretz Yisrael as well. And so we can always respond to the Umot HaOlam, to the non-Jews, that say, oh, you took Eretz Yisrael from the indigenous people, the people who were there, you conquered it and you took it like colonialists. We can always say, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world, he created Eretz Yisrael as well, he can give all the pieces of the world to whoever he wants. He chose to give Eretz Yisrael to us, and so he can give it to them, and he can give it to us, it's his property. Just want to make three comments about this first Rashi. Number one, he quotes this Rabbi Yitzchak. Now, as the Mefarshim point out, there is no Midrash or Gemara anywhere that assigns this Ma'amar exists, to a Rabbi Yitzchak. We don't have in our literature Rabbi Yitzchak saying this. So there's two possibilities. One possibility is that Rashi did, and we don't. Different versions of manuscripts of Midrashim, it's possible that Rashi had one that said this. But the prevailing legend is that Rabbi Yitzchak over here is not anybody in the Midrash. Who is it? It's not Rashi. Rashi's father. Rashi is Shlomo ben Yitzchaki. So Rashi's father's name was Rabbi Yitzchak. And the legend goes that Rashi's father was not a great scholar, and Rashi wanted to give him something. Wanted to give him something that he could be remembered by. This is not true, because Rashi actually quotes his father in other places in his Talmud commentary, and it's unlikely that he wasn't a great scholar. But nevertheless, it could be that Rashi wanted to ascribe this to his father to give him a little bit of zchut. But the other possibility, of course, is that Rashi had a version where Rabbi Yitzchak was quoted. Another point to be made over here is Rashi is making an assumption in this Ma'amar. The Ma'amar is making an assumption that the purpose of Torah is to give over halacha, to give over mitzvot. Otherwise, the question doesn't make any sense. Of course, it should start with Bereshit. That's the beginning. But the assumption of the question is that the word Torah refers to hora'ah, to teaching, to mitzvot, to halichat ha'chaim, to the way that we should live our lives, and therefore it should be expected to start with the mitzvah or with the chodesh zelachem. And the last point that I wanted to make is just, you know, it would be amazing if we could actually take this Rashi, bring it to the UN, and just say, okay, there's nothing to discuss. Hashem created the world, and he gave it to us. Well, why can't we just take this Rashi, take the beginning of Bereshit? And the truth, there are people in the past who have done something like that, but it doesn't work very well. So the answer is that this is really just for us, so that we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the land, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and he can give it to whomever he wants. And we don't have to feel as if we're stealing from anybody, because ultimately, we need to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. Shavua Tov. Shall have much success in Torah learning this year.